This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Weisler Engineering. I'm Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's an update on what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. On April 21st, CNH Industrial named Garrett Marks as CEO effective July 1st. He succeeds Scott Wine, who resigned April 20th and will leave at the end of the current three-year business plan cycle. Wine joined CNH Industrial as CEO in early 2021, spending over 3 years at the helm of the company. In an April 22nd note to CNH dealers that was shared with Ag Equipment Intelligence, Wine stated he decided to leave the company due to his inability to commit to the next three-year business cycle in light of his personal plans for the future. In a note to investors, R.W. Baird analysts described Wine's resignation as like a head coach stepping down mid-season, saying he will leave before seeing the full fruits of his accomplishments. The note said, "The move was unexpected, and while it does appear to be voluntary on Mr. Wine's part, the CEO change is occurring at a critical juncture in CNHI's technology and operating journey, adding further uncertainty just as CNH Industrial starts navigating a tougher cyclical backdrop in ag." Mr. Wine has steered CNH Industrial toward meaningful transformation, acquired a tech stack that is in the early stages of being integrated in CNH Industrial's ag offerings, parted ways with a critical component supplier, Trimble, and targeted sizable strategic sourcing, savings, and selling general and administrative expenses restructuring, combined savings of around $460 million in 2024, which are yet to fully impact the profit and loss statements. JP Morgan analysts said in an April 22nd note that on a positive note, European investors regard Marks as a tech-oriented and transformational leader. Marks was the president of commercial and specialty vehicles at CNHI since January 2019, as well as CEO of Iveco Group after its spinoff from CNH Industrial in January 2022. They noted, however, that U.S. investors had questions, saying, U.S.-based investors were relatively unfamiliar and asked questions including, why not hire someone with ag industry experience? Why rush to hire? And how does this change the already announced cost savings targets and tech insourcing initiatives of CNHI? Our view is that Mr. Marks will likely shake up at least part of the existing strategies while staying focused on efficiency and cost cuts. CNH Industrial expects to report its first quarter earnings on May 22nd, which will be led by Scott Wine. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Today, we're taking a look at Austria-based Pessl Instruments, an ag tech provider operating under the Meadows brand. Now, irrigation equipment manufacturer Lindsay Corporation recently acquired a minority interest in Pessl Instruments following a strategic partnership the two companies announced in May 2023. Pessl offers IoT hardware and software tools, including field monitoring systems with a wide array of agronomic data points that inform Lindsay's FieldNet remote irrigation management platform. We sat down with Pessl Instruments CEO Gottfried Pessl to talk about how Lindsay dealers can benefit from offering Pessl's hardware to farmers, which will be an add-on to the Lindsay FieldNet management platform.
We're going to educate them because that's for them another income stream of their activity. Nowadays more and more is going to be a reoccurring revenue. So they have already FieldNet, which is a very successful product. So it will be an add-on on FieldNet. So you can have additionally weather stations integrated in FieldNet. So you pay a little bit more, but you get much more information, much more insights. The same is also with soil moisture. So the Lindsay dealer can support the hardware in the field.
Now, Pessl says a grower with 5,000 acres of corn on flat ground would need between 5 and 15 of Pessl Instruments in-field weather stations for monitoring the crop, though for measuring rainfall, a grower might need up to 100 precipitation sensors. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. An Ag Equipment Intelligence survey of over 800 growers conducted in April shows nearly two-thirds describe themselves as brand loyal and purchase the same brand year after year when it comes to tractors, field equipment, and combines. This is in line with the 2020 brand loyalty survey when 62% of farmers said they were brand loyal, but down from 75% in 2017. Just over 24% of farmers said they are less brand loyal than they were 5 years ago. Dealers are a bit more pessimistic about how brand loyal their customers are, with 53% reporting their customers are less brand loyal versus 5 years ago. While about 10.5% of farmers report being more brand loyal compared to 5 years ago, only 4% of dealers said their customers are more brand loyal versus 5 years ago. Farmer commentary suggests price, service, and the dealership are some of the top contributors to brand loyalty. A more in-depth analysis of Ag Equipment Intelligence's latest brand loyalty report will be released in July. The percentage of dealers forecasting sales growth of 2% or more in air seeder and drill sales for the year hit a five-year low of 14.6% for 2024, according to the 2024 Farm Equipment Dealer Business Outlook and Trends Report. This percentage peaked in 2022 when 27.1% of dealers were forecasting unit sales growth. 2024 was the second year in a row in which the percentage of dealers forecasting an increase in air seeder sales growth decreased. This follows the same trend seen in planter sales growth forecasts, which have declined from a five-year high in 2022 to a five-year low in 2024. CNH Industrial plans to lay off more than 200 of the 660 workers at its Racine, Wisconsin facility and is considering moving operations to Mexico, according to an April 16th statement from Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, addressed to CNH Industrial CEO Scott Wine. According to Baldwin, Wisconsin's business closing and mass layoff law requires employers that make a reduction in force that affects at least 25% of its workforce to provide 60 days' notice to employees and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. As of April 24th, public records show CNH Industrial has not filed a layoff notice related to the Racine factory. Rich Glowacki, chairman of the bargaining committee with UAW Local 180, has filed a complaint with the Equal Rights Division of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development for himself and on behalf of other union members, according to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report. Glowacki says CNH plans to reduce the number of employees to at least 170 by 2026. In January 2023, more than 1,000 UAW-represented CNH Industrial employees in Racine, Wisconsin and Burlington, Iowa ratified a new contract after a 260-day strike. The new contract included wage increases, shift premium increases, and classification upgrades, and expires in May 2026. This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Dealership Mind Summit. The percentage of dealers reporting declines in early orders of at least 1% reached 25% in 2024, according to the 2024 Farm Equipment Dealer Business Outlook and Trends Report. This was the second year that this percentage increased, though it remains below levels seen for 2015 through 2018. This number hit a 10-year low when 13% of dealers forecast early order declines, or I just shouldn't use the word forecast. It hit a 10-year low. Yep, right there. This number hit a 10-year low when 13% of dealers reported early order declines for 2022. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and store suggestions to bthorpe@lessertermedia.com. And for On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.